guidance is preferred, but we'll train. Pay rate is $13 to $16 an hour. Benefits include health and dental insurance, a retirement plan, uniforms, paid vacation, and holidays. Apply in person at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th.
KBOE Live and local, cloud cover, 57 degrees. Good morning, it's 822.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. CareArc, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time is now 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time, and we have a full boat here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line.
Yes, we do.
From Hartford, I believe, we have students Lila Wilkerson, Kylie Finnerty, and staffer Stacy Garrett. Opie's list includes students Jade Smith, Dexton Holting, and also staffer/organizer Megan McGuire.
Yeah, Lila Wilkinson is her name, and I think we also have USD 252 Superintendent Ryan Muehlig with us.
Oh, awesome.
In Hartford as well, so let's get the gang all in here.
Let's do it.
Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good.
Doing well.
Thank you all for taking time to join us here this morning. And Megan, good day. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Well, Ryan, what did you have your meet and greet last night?
Yeah, we did have our meet and greet. It was a wonderful turnout. Students, veterans got to meet each other and just had a wonderful time.
How excited are you here, Ryan, considering this is really your first year of overseeing the Honor Flight program and really what this means for you personally?
Oh, my gosh. You know, as a veteran myself, it's mind-blowing how wonderful this is. Not only for veterans, but also the students. But I'm amazed at the work that's behind the scenes that Stacey Garrett, Megan McGuire, Dr. Algebright, they all have put in.
Yeah, and this, Megan, what is this, Trip 13?
This is Trip 13, and I told you I keep saying 14 because we planned 14, but it is actual Trip 13.
How close are we to Trip 13 here, Megan?
We are approaching rapidly, so it's Monday. I have alarms going off on my phone every 5 seconds of stuff, just last-minute things, but we are ready to go.
Yeah, so this will be, Megan, very early Monday morning then?
It is early. We have our veterans reporting around 1:45. We are saying that the send-off's going to start about 2, and then we will be on the bus leaving at 2:15.
And Ryan, you get a special escort out of the OP High School too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. There will be lots of noise, lots of sirens, and lots of lights.
Good deal.
Lots of blanks there. That's
Stacy, I wanted to bring you in here and kind of give your perspective here on really what the next few days are going to be like before you gather everybody and launch.
Oh, yes. It's a team effort for sure, as everybody is making sure that we have the materials that we need to pack on the bus and be sure that our agenda is going to flow smoothly. And I think we're ready to go. We'll be ready on Monday morning.
So, Ryan, how many veterans will be on the trip?
There will be 23 veterans.
Okay, and then you do have, obviously, escorts, and the students do their part, too, as USD 252 students are teamed with veterans throughout the entire trip, and we hear some great stories. And, you know, lifelong relationships are built during this trip, and it's really something special for the students and, obviously, the veterans, too, who get to visit our nation's capital and see the monuments absolutely free of charge, courtesy of the Honor Flight program. So, you know, Megan, you know that fundraising is in high gear, well, all year, right?
Yeah, it definitely is all year, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, our communities are huge supporters of our Honor Flight program, so we're very fortunate.
All right. Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Stacy, I was just going to ask you here, too, because I know that this doesn't get old, but does the planning ever get to be old hat with this?
You know, it seems like every trip there's something new that pops up, and then sometimes you get in your comfort zone and you almost forget some things, so the checklists are pretty important so that we don't forget anything.
All right, well, let's talk to some of the students.
Let's do it.
Let's bring in Lila Wilkinson. Lila, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So are you excited about the trip?
Yes, I'm very excited.
So will this be your first trip?
This will be my first trip. I have never been before.
What got you interested in being part of Honor Flight?
I'm really just excited to be able to help these guys, these veterans, go on this trip and experience this because they deserve it.
So who will you be escorting?
My veteran is Clint Wyrock, and he lives around Wichita.
Okay.
He's a really great guy. I've hung out with him a few times, and I'm really excited.
That's cool. What is it like to you know, because I know some of some of the students wind up, you know, dealing with family members. Some don't. What is it like to get to know somebody who served a country but doesn't have the family connection?
You know, I was a little nervous at first, but Clint made it really easy. He's fun to talk to, and it's kind of been a great time just getting to know him, and he tells a lot of great stories, and I love listening to him.
So, Lila, I assume then you've talked to some of your classmates who have taken this trip. What have they told you about this excursion to D.C.?
Well, they're part of the reason I'm doing it, because I've only heard good things about it.
There we go. Positiveness. That's what we like to hear. Well, Lila, thanks. Have a good time on your trip, okay?
Thank you.
Now we've got Kylie Finnerty at Hartford as well. Kylie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. You all ready to go early Monday?
Yes, I'm excited to experience a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Is this your first go at it, Kylie, or have you been before?
This is my first time.
Oh, wow, because I remember last cycle we had several who had been already once before. What are you expecting here, or what have you been told to expect here from fellow students who have already made the trip at least once?
I've been told just to not expect anything but the best. You bond a really good relationship with everyone, and it's a great trip.
So who will you be escorting?
I will be escorting Wally Long out of Dodge City.
Wow. I didn't realize, Ryan, I know we'd had some, you know, a lot of our veterans are nearby, or at least the eastern half of Kansas. Is this the first time we've had somebody from that far west, from your knowledge?
From my knowledge, it is.
My goodness. Kylie, what does it mean for you to be involved in something like this? Whether it's, you know, the interactions with your veteran, or just in general terms, getting a chance to see D.C. and learn more about how they helped and shape our nation's history.
I'm very excited to experience something like this, especially because not a lot of kids get to experience something like this.
Well, thanks for all you do. Enjoy the trip, Kylie.
Thank you.
And thanks for taking time to join us here. Let's motor to Olpe.
All right.
Now, Chuck, and bring in Jade Smith. Jade, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well, you all excited, set to go early Monday morning?
Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for another trip.
Okay, so which trip is this for you then?
This is my second trip. I was able to go last fall of my junior year.
Okay, what had you interested the first time, and what has you so excited to go back?
Well, Olpe does a lot for fundraising for Honor Flight, and so that's always like something that gets you really excited and makes you want to be super involved with the trip. So I was really interested in going in it my first year, and then this year I get the awesome privilege to take my grandpa, so I'm super stoked to go on Monday.
Oh, wow, that is very special. Take your grandpa. What's a branch of the military did your grandpa serve, Jade?
He was in the Army in the Vietnam era.
Boy, what a special trip this will be. Your grandpa excited about going?
Oh, yeah, he's really excited.
Did he? Does he talk a lot, or had he talked a lot about his experiences before really getting, the Honor Flight side of things lined up?
Not really. He doesn't really mention it a lot to our family, but with Honor Flight being brought up and him being able to go, we get to talk about it quite a bit more with our family, which is really awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a great trip. Well, Jade, I know you'll enjoy it. This will be something that will make memories to last certainly a lifetime. So we appreciate your time here this morning. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Dexton Holting is next in line. Dexton, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
So how is that 1 a.m. wake-up call going to be for you Monday morning?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit, but I'll get it done.
Good deal. Who are you taking?
So much excitement. It's pretty easy to get up.
Good deal. Who are you going to be escorting here this time around?
Paul Owens.
Paul Owens.
Better out of Topeka.
Okay, good deal. Is this your first time heading off, or you've been else time?
I've heard a lot because that three older brothers have got to go, but this is my first time.
Oh, what have the brothers told you about the trip?
A lot of good things. Fast paced, but have a lot of fun, and you make good connections. They still talk to some of their veterans today.
Outstanding. What is it like to watch them and their interactions with the veterans and kind of what you can expect here once this trip is done?
A lot. They said they got a lot of good advice. They got to talk to a ton of veterans, and they got to be with their friends, so they all kind of got in groups and got to talk about fun trips that they did back in the day, and they got to tell jokes and make connections. And still to this day, two of my brothers still talk to their veteran. And if they have any questions or nearby the area, they'll stop by and talk to them. So it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, Dexton, we appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy the trip.
Thank you.
Making some big-time memories right there. Megan McGuire, let's bring Megan back in. Megan has been with Honor Flight since its inception. So kind of run down the schedule here of things, Megan, that will start very early Monday morning.
Well, right off the bat, we have an awesome group that does the send-off, so that's a pretty special thing in Olpe. And then, of course, we drive through Emporia, so we have quite a few followers in Emporia, even at that early hour, that come out and wave to the buses. So we will fly out of Kansas City, and we land in Baltimore, and Baltimore does an excellent job of welcoming us in. They always pull out the red carpet for us. And then as soon as we get on the bus, we hit the ground running. We go straight to World War II and then over to the Vietnam, Korean, and Lincoln memorials. On that first day, we end up eventually at Arlington Cemetery. We see the Women's Memorial. We've added the National Army Museum, which is new. It was incredible. I'm so excited that we're going back to that. We are also adding to the trip that we are going to Mount Vernon. So I'm pretty excited about that. We haven't seen that before. And then we eat, hit the hotel, and everybody's pretty exhausted by the time we get there, but we wake up the next morning pretty early and hit numerous places after that. So like the White House, we go to the Capitol building, the Botanical Gardens, the Navy Memorial, and we make sure that we hit every memorial, Air Force, et cetera. So another thing on day two that we're adding that we haven't done before, we normally do a drive-by the Pentagon, but we are going to go visit the memorial for the 9/11 attacks at the Pentagon. So that's pretty exciting.
Outstanding. Stacy, what are your highlights here with the trip, or at least the highlights that you've had in years past as far as the landmarks are concerned?
Oh, my gosh, so many. So many things are my favorites. I think they are all my favorites, literally. The new Army Museum is really cool. It's really special to get to see each of the veterans at the memorials for their branch of the military. So that's always really neat. And we get it's a great photo opportunity for them at their memorials. Every time you go, you see something that you didn't notice before, or something hits you different. It's just a very special trip to be there with the veterans.
Well, it's just about here, very early Monday morning, and it's a quick ride, but boy, they do pack a lot in a short period of time. And a big thanks to all that have donated, you know, to make this possible, because it certainly needs the fundraising to keep this wonderful program going. And as Megan mentioned, it looks like you've got a trip coming up in the fall, Megan, too?
No, actually, next year we are only going in the spring.
Okay, gotcha. All right. But you do have a spring trip scheduled for next year then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Ryan Mulig, Superintendent, USD 252, is Mr. Argabright, former superintendent. Is he along for the trip this year again?
He is along for the trip. This might be his last one. He's ready to take a break, I think, but he definitely is an invaluable trip coordinator that'll be right there with us.
Yeah, he certainly knows the ins and outs, doesn't he?
Yes, at this point.
Well, we thank you for all you do. This is a wonderful program, and you certainly have set the honor flight bar high. And big thanks to the students, too, the wonderful job that they do making this an invaluable experience for our veterans, because that's what this is all about,
right.
Is thanking our veterans and getting them to D.C. to see the memorial. So as always, gang, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. We hope you have a very safe trip, and enjoy.
Thank you, and thank you guys for your continued support. KVOE has been a huge part of this program from the beginning, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I will tell you, I think I mentioned this to Megan before we went on the air, but a number of years ago, I think it was 2017, is when we first launched the Beyond the Banners book program,
mm-hmm.
and we are now coming out with Volume 2 that is scheduled for this fall. And once again, we are going to be donating some of the proceeds. I think it was $4,500 in 2017, but the proceeds from the book portion will go to USD 252's Honor Flight program once again. So stay tuned for details on that as we're beginning that process, and those books should be available coming up during Freedom Fest here this fall. So, Megan, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jade and Dexton, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Stacy, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have
All
a
right.
great day.
And Lila, Kylie, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And Ryan, appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Ryan Mulick, who's a superintendent, USD 252, and the group, teacher Stacy Garrett, also Megan McGuire, one of the lead organizers since the beginning of the Honor Flight program. So just about here, Chuck.
Just a boy, Monday morning.
Yeah, I know.
Dark and early is going to be a fabulous trip, though, for everybody that's going on board. And we are going to need to also with other area school districts that are starting to really establish their Honor Flight program. USD 251 North Lyon County comes to mind. We'll be reaching out to them and starting to get them on our airwaves, too, when they have their trips planned as well. Want to let you know that we've got one more interview here before the 8 o'clock hour is out. Sean Stewart with Kansas AAA should be calling in within the next couple of minutes, yep, to talk about Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Tomorrow in the 8 o'clock spot, we have our monthly visit with Phil Taunton. What's in Outdoors? 8:20 tomorrow morning.
And it is 8:40. Cloud cover, 57 degrees. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.